Moi, je me suis toujours servi de la danse comme exutoire. J'avais 23 quand mon mari...
I've always used dance as an outlet, a form of therapy. I was 23 when my husband decided to take a second wife. It came as a big shock. I got married at 18, and then he chose a woman who was older than him, and 12 years older than me. And she was enormous, so it wasn't for her looks.
Et ça m'a tellement chagrinée. Et j'ai décidé de ne pas rester avec lui.
I was so upset, I decided to refuse to accept the situation. That's how I became the woman I am today.
J'ai dansé le premier solo en Afrique. J'ai vu,
My first solo dance in Africa was a way of breaking free. I saw the poem Black Woman by Léopold Sédar Senghor in a school textbook lying on the floor. At the time, I didn't even know who he was. A friend explained to me, and I wrote to him and asked if he'd let me dance to this poem. He said yes. It was extraordinary. I danced, and it was like it took all my pain away. Now, I'm 72 years old, and I'm interpreting the story of Medea. It feels good.
Je me sens bien.
Supporter, il n'est pas question de supporter. Quand de Souza, mon premier mari, a décidé de prendre une deuxième femme, eh bien, je n'ai pas supporté, je n'ai pas supporté.
Germaine Akoni, your latest show is called À un endroit du début. It evokes a journey. It's inspired by your own life. We have the theme of immigration. We have the theme of polygamy in Africa. And you make a link between Medea, mm-hmm. this woman in Greek mythology who was betrayed by her husband. She was a foreigner and she ended up murdering her children. You make a kind of link between her and a more contemporary tragedy in Africa. Can you just tell us about that link?
J'ai toujours aimé la mythologie grecque.
I've always been drawn to Greek mythology. The Greeks weren't that different from my Beninese ancestors with their togas and so on. And when we were creating this piece, the director Michael Serres got me to read an extract from Medea, the tragedy of this woman, a foreigner, betrayed by her husband who went off and married another woman.
Donc, j'ai fait le parallèle.
Well, I found a parallel both with my own life and the tragedy of Senegalese women who are cheated on, scorned. All these women whose husbands decide to take a second wife and who are obliged to accept. It's not easy to accept that.
C'est pas facile d'accepter.
We see film footage of these women in Senegal shouting at each other. It's a kind of catharsis.
Il y a une joute entre la première femme, le clan de la première femme, de la deuxième femme, et c'est un psychodrame.
The clans of the first and second wife are jousting. It's role-play therapy, which allowed the first wife to express herself and come to terms with the second wife. It's a kind of outlet for your emotions, a way of standing up for yourself, preparing yourself psychologically for this dilemma.
And does this still continue?
Malheureusement, ça ne continue pas, et je trouve ça vraiment dommage.
Unfortunately, we no longer have this, and it's a huge shame, because now, when men take a second wife, they don't even warn the first one. In the Labu and Wolof traditions, the first wife would be given presents to console her and make her feel valued. Now, it's all done behind their backs, as it were.
Il faut quand même garder les choses qui sont bien dans nos traditions.
There are some good things about our tradition, and they're worth keeping. Knowing where you come from helps you move forward. We shouldn't always follow the Europeans. In Europe, when you have a problem, you go and talk to a psychologist.
Et chez nous, on a aussi le ndup, cette danse de transe.
We still have end up, a kind of dance that takes you into a trance. We still use it at funeral ceremonies, for example. End up is a very complete form of theatre, and that's what I've based myself on, a complete form of theatre from Africa.
Théâtre total qui est en Afrique, et j'ai un centre de formation pour la danse contemporaine et traditionnelle au Sénégal.
In the center for traditional and contemporary dance in the small fishing village of Toubab Dailon near Dakar, the dance school I founded, I always tell dance students they have to know their traditional dances to be able to move on to the more modern dance. If you're not rooted, you won't last. We still have end up in the village.
Et donc dans ce village-là, il y a encore le ndup.
Germaine, it's important that I tell our listeners, because they can't see you, that you are tall, you have a shaven head, mm-hmm. you are broad-shouldered. Mm-hmm. When I was watching you dance, because you dance some of the show, your feet hardly move at all. You are planted in the ground or planted on the stage and it's the top half of your body that moves the most. Is it true that most of your energy and your strength is in your upper body? Do you see yourself a bit like a tree?
Ma technique de danse africaine moderne, c'est le symbole, c'est un grand fromager. Et le fromager en Casamance est énorme. Il s'appelle le capoquier. Très énorme.
My technique is based on the symbol of the huge kapok tree. It's enormous, with branches reaching up to the sky, as if you're reaching out to other influences. But you can only do that and remain true to yourself if you have strong roots. I see the spinal cord as a kind of serpent of life generating the movements. But I express myself above all to the upper part of my body. That's where my strength is. I use my hands a lot.
We get used to classical dancers having to retire at the age of 50. We just saw Sylvie Guillet, the great French ballet dancer, retiring at the age of 50. But there's something in African dance which allows you to continue. You can adapt it more as your body changes, as you grow older. You're 72.
Ah oui, moi j'adapte les mouvements à mon corps.
Je crois I listen to my body and adapt my movements accordingly. I'm lucky to live by the sea near a lagoon in Senegal. I get up early in the morning, exercise and walk in the sea for at least an hour. I'm surrounded by nature and I'm permanently connected to my ancestors. When I drink, I give them something to drink too. That's normal for me.
C'est quelque chose de normal, de naturel pour moi.
N'aie pas peur, papa. Ces couteaux de sacrifice ne sont pas faits pour tuer. Papa, n'aie pas peur.
Of course, you're not the only dancer who's continuing to dance and to be very creative after the age of 50. Here in France, we have people like Caroline Carlson, who's 73. She's American, still going strong. Mm-hmm. We have Françoise and Dominique Dupuis.
Yes,
they're 90 and 85 years old. And I read a quote by a musician called Pablo Casals, who at the age of 90, mm-hmm. when he was asked, "Why are you still doing music?" Mm-hmm. he replied, "Because I'm progressing."
Yeah.
Is that something you share? You feel that you're still exploring new things?
Oh ben oui, c'est important pour moi d'explorer de nouvelles choses, d'aller plus loin à l'intérieur de moi-même.
Yes, it's important for me to explore new things, to go further inside myself. I was 70 when I performed for the young choreographer Olivier Dubois. At the end, I had an attack of arthritis, so for this show, we had to adapt the movements. For example, when I'm on the floor, I lean on a cushion. It helped me get up, and it kind of became a partner on stage. But I don't dream of being any younger. I love being able to speak to other generations.
Et quand j'étais nommée directrice de Moudra, j'avais 33 ans.
I was only 33 when I became director of Moudra Afrique Dance School in Senegal. 2 years later, people said I should move aside and let the youngsters through. I said, why? Youngsters can't take my place. I can't take theirs. There's room for everyone. And when I went to Canada, I met Kazu Ono, and that convinced me that I had to continue dancing. He was a revelation for me.
Et donc, ça a été la révélation pour moi.
You referred to Moudra Dance School. This was a school that you ran between 1977 and 1982 in Dakar. It was founded by the Belgian choreographer Maurice Béjart and President Léopold Sédar Senghor, but it closed after 5 years because of lack of finance. Yeah. You went on to found, as you said before, the École des Sables, this school of African dance just outside Dakar with your husband, Helmut Vogt.
Alors, l'École des Sables, c'est l'école de la vie. Hein? C'est la forêt sacrée des temps modernes.
The École des Sables is a school of life. It's the sacred forest for our modern times. It's not just about dance. People come from all over Africa and Europe to learn from one another. We're continuing the tradition of giving and receiving that was so important to Senghor. We've united Africa through dance. Politicians haven't managed to do that.
Ce que les politiques n'ont pas encore réussi, voilà.
Germaine, what will stop you from dancing?
Tant que j'aurai l'énergie,
as long as I'll have the energy and strength, I'll go on. My body will tell me when it's time to stop, or my husband, or maybe my children.
Ou mes enfants, Ghislaine et Patrick.
What are the little things that make you happy apart from dancing, Germaine?
Ben, écoutez, le rituel de l'apéritif.
I have an evening ritual with my husband, the apéritif. I have a whiskey or two and smoke my pipe. I live life to the full.
Je vis, je vis.
Germaine Aconi, thank you very much.
You're welcome.